Climate change is not just a change in the global temperature, it's also a change in weather. Scientists say we can expect more extreme weather events, along with some areas seeing heavier rains and flooding, while others will get hotter, drier, and more prone to drought and forest fires.
Climate change has a broad impact on health, both through the direct effect that climate change has on extreme weather, from heat waves to heavy rainfall events and associated flooding, coastal storms, and hurricanes, but also indirectly in the way that it alters disease ecology or ecosystems that are important in maintaining a healthy environment.
One example is Lyme disease, which is caused by a particular type of bacterium spread through the bite of infected black-legged ticks. A warming climate and changing seasonal temperatures have expanded the tick's range.
We're seeing more cases. We're seeing it's shifting northward and to the Midwest, the case distribution where we find these cases, and that's linked to changing seasonal patterns.
Scientists are seeing more heavy rains in some regions, drought in others. The rain can create floodplains where mosquitoes breed, and storms, floods, and droughts can create conditions conducive to clusters of water, mosquito, and rodent-borne diseases. Scientists expect storms and floods to increase the spread of cholera in developing countries, as flooding creates contaminated water. Other research concerns the spread of malaria. A larger portion of Africa than previously predicted is now at high risk for malaria transmission, according to a new University of Florida mapping study. The research suggests malaria will arrive in new areas, posing a risk to new populations, and will require changes in managing public health. The study also shows that some parts of Africa will become too hot for malaria. Luber says part of what he does at the CDC is help communities prepare for the change so people can take steps to stay healthy. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.